lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Romans chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, it speaks about the circumcision and uncircumcision. Well, the circumcision, of course, is speaking about the Jewish people, and the uncircumcision is speaking of the Gentile people. Well, let's read those verses now in Romans chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. It says there, "Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision only? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision." Paul the Apostle, once again, he's making a difference here between being saved by the blood and by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the faith of God in God and doing what God wants us to do, and that is by receiving Jesus Christ by faith. Remember, Abraham, it says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And this is something that you and I need to understand, that there's nothing we can do to earn heaven. There's no way we can work our way to heaven. It's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. Circumcision does not save anyone. And really, uncircumcision does not save anyone. But here, Paul is making a difference. He's wanting us to see something, that it makes no difference who we are, that we can be saved, and it makes no difference if you're a Jew or if you're a Gentile. You can be saved because it's all of Jesus Christ. When we get back and we look at the words here, circumcision and uncircumcision, but Paul goes on to say, and he talks about this. He's, in other words, it talks about Abraham's righteousness. His righteousness came before he was circumcised. So a person can't say that they did a certain thing in order to be righteous. And this applies to the Jew and the Gentile. Well, what the Bible is getting at here is it's all by faith. It's by trusting in someone or something. Now, of course, we know that the someone to be trusted in here, in these verses, in this world, is Jesus Christ. Now, even back then, we know that Abraham was looking for a Savior. Now, notice with me the word circumcision. Circumcision was a sign of and an indication. It was a seal. In other words, it meant a done deal. It was over with. It was taken care of. This was a visible assurance of the righteousness of Abraham's faith, which faith he had even before he was circumcised. Romans chapter 4 and verse 11, the first part of that verse says, "And he received the sign of circumcision." Notice it says it was a sign, the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised. And we see that Abraham became the father of all who have the same kind of faith, both circumcised and uncircumcised. Well, the next part of that verse, verse 11, reading on in verse 12, it says, "That he might be the father of all them," speaking of Abraham again, "that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, or of the Jewish people only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised." You see, it's all of God. It's all of faith. It's all of having faith in God, of trusting God. Now, the promise to Abraham was granted through faith. We know that as we've been studying this. If you read the Bible and you see this all through the Word of God, it's all by faith. Romans chapter 4 and verse 13, it goes on to say, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham. You see that? It was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The promise of God to Abraham to be the heir of the world was given because of his faith. And we study this in the book of Romans as we look in chapter 4. We also see the unconditional Abrahamic covenant. And there were no strings attached to that. God made certain promises to Abraham, and there is nothing that can change that. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give the land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Genesis 13 and verse 15 says this, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And Genesis 13 and verse 17 says, arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Well, then we come over into the New Testament. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10, it says this, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Well, the simple truth is that Abraham believed what God said. He believed, and the Bible says because he believed, in other words, he had faith in God. Because he believed, it was counted unto him for righteousness. Well, notice this, that the promise to Abraham was not given through the law. In other words, the Ten Commandments of doing what God said. In other words, do this and do that, and you'll be saved. It's not saying that. It was not given through the law. Romans chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 says this, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. The law was given for a purpose, and that was given to us to bring us to the knowledge of God. And this is what the Bible teaches us, to the knowledge that we couldn't save ourselves, but it had to be all of God. Well, notice this, that the promise is given in light of faith, according to grace, to assure that all who are of the same faith as Abraham, that they might be heirs of the promise. And that word might that I use, the word might, does not mean, well, it could be. No, it means that it's for sure, by faith, that everyone will be made of that promise, made that promise too. Romans 4, 16 and 17 say, therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law. In other words, that's the Jewish people, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. Who is the father of all of us? As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. In other words, God said this is going to happen. And if you keep reading in the book of Hebrews, you'll see that all these that we would consider great men and women of God, they were promised through faith things that would happen. Now, they all died in faith. They had not received at that point what God had promised. They did not see it at that point, but there will come a day when they're going to see all of these things fulfilled. Just as God says, you believe in my Son and you'll never perish. You will live forever. Now, we haven't seen that yet as human beings alive on this earth, but one day Jesus Christ is coming back for us. If we don't go before then, if this body is not decaying in the ground, or whatever happens at death to this old body, we're going to see Jesus coming for us in the clouds. If Jesus would come back right now and say, come up hither, in the rapture of the church, all of those people who have trusted Jesus as Savior by faith will go to be with Him, will go to be with the Lord. Whether in the ground or in the air, we're going to meet Him. It's by faith, through grace. It's all of God. It's nothing we can do to earn salvation. Abraham's obedient faith gave glory to God for His promise and His ability to perform, to do all He said that He would. Well, notice with me in verses 18 through 22 of Romans chapter 4. It says there, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. We're talking about Abraham again. It goes on to say, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, in other words, what God had promised, he was able to perform. He believed God was able to do this. Verse 22 goes on to say, and therefore it was imputed, or in other words, counted, to him for righteousness. You see, he believed God. He took God at his word. God said he was going to do something, and Abraham believed him. The Bible says it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, the same justification by grace through faith which Abraham had is assured in the Scriptures to all who believe in the one who raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 4, verse 23 through 25 says this, now it was not written for His sake alone. In other words, for Abraham's sake alone, it was not only written for him. It goes on to say that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Have you trusted him today as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus today? Do you know Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, may I invite you to do so right now, to do as Abraham did, believed God. Abraham believed him. You need to believe God today. Take God at his word. Let God speak to your heart right now and receive Jesus Christ into your heart. And what that means is, Lord Jesus, come in. Lord Jesus, I believe that you can save me today. I want to go to heaven. I want to know you as Abraham did. I want to know you, Lord, and I'm taking you at your word by faith that you will come into my heart and you will change me. You will change this old heart of mine and make it fit for heaven. Save me, Lord. If you'll pray a prayer, something like that. Now, that prayer is not going to save you, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ who's going to save you. But you need to talk to him, and you need to let him know that you want him as your Savior. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. You'll be justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Why not ask him to come into your heart right now? Say, save me, Lord. I want to be saved and go to heaven. I want you as my Savior. I'm accepting you right now by faith, because your word says that if I trust you, if I ask you into my heart, I will go to heaven. I'll see you one day. The Bible is plain. If you'll trust him today, he'll save you and take you to heaven one day.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.